Okay, that's right. What we decided to do is just to skip the senior pick of the murder. As you remember, the one Costello and the Powell was getting somewhat complicated and involved in terms of how we know that he served in the Torah or also the Hanukkah. And now that we're beginning to get like the Zman part two, as it were, I figured it's kedai to get into some Gemara that is a tiny bit more exciting. We'll say it like that. So the Gemara tells me on Chafdal on the base, Amar Reb Avraham Amar Reb Yochanan. Kol Yisurin Shabbat Torah, Ein Mokin Alayhem Ela Derech Achim Asam. Right, Reb Avraham says in the name of Reb Yochanan that you only get Malkos on Yisurin if it's Derech Achim Asam. If you are eating it in the normal way of eating. You're eating it in the normal way. Limutin, right? And we have seen the Ma'ashi, the Ma'uzishim, Atav, Chimot Chai, Shepater. If you eat raw Chimot, you are Chimot. Raw Chimot is basically just like the fat of an animal. It's kind of gross. So if you eat Chimot Chai, so in that situation, you're going to be Chimot, because that is called Shemot Kederet Atiyah. Ikon Amri, Amri Abavon, Rabbi Yochanan, version 2 of Rabbi Avon and Rabbi Yochanan is called Yisrael Shabbat Torah, Eilokin Alehen Ela Derekana Asam. Now, all Yisrael Shabbat Torah, you only get Malkos if you have Kana'a the normal way, Lemu'utei, Amri Sini Ma'ashi, Lemu'utei Shem Hinia, Bewe Shoshar Hamiska, Agave Makaso, Shehu Pater. If I put chilim of sharpen niskal on my mouth, meaning, let's say you have some sort of wound, you got a cut or whatever. So, in order to heal the cut, you put some ointment on you, and the ointment that you have happens to be chilim of sharpen niskal. That's what they were selling cheap in the pharmacy that day. That's the ointment that you have. So, you put the chilim of sharpen niskal on your wound. This is not the normal way to get Hanukkah from it. So in that case, you're going to be Potter. In that case, you are not going to get Malkus. Because you're saying, Ochel Chelev Chai Shehu Potter. Certainly, if you eat Ruach Chelev, you're Potter. So version 2 tells me that if I have Hanukkah, Shalom Kederet, I do not get Malkos. Kol Shekein, if I eat Shalom Kederet, I do not get Malkos. Ladies, what is the Kol Shekein? Why is, remember, version 1 of the Gemara says that Achim Shalom Kederet does not get Malkos. Version 2 of the Gemara says Hanukkah Shalom Kederet does not get Malkos. And Kol Shekein, why is it kosher? Why is Akiva so much more kosher than Hanukkah? Does anyone want to take a stab at this? No, is that a hint?
Yes.
Good.
I guess because if you're Akiva is the main thing that you do food or the thing. Achila is like the first.
Achila is the main thing, okay.
So if you're just getting hanukkah from it, there are a bunch of different ways. Maybe it's that there are different ways you can get hanukkah, but there's only one way that you could eat it.
I mean, I was with you in the first half of the year. You were saying something very good at the beginning. We'll let Abigail.
I don't know if this is very good. Okay, I'm sorry. Because the Isra of Nala only comes from the Isra of Achila.
And therefore?
So, it's confusing, right?
Now, so far so good. The Isra of Nala is an outgrowth of the Isra of Achila.
So, obviously, if something is Lo Kedera Achila, it's going to be Lo Kedera Nala.
Obviously, if it is Shalom It's Derek Achiba. It is Shemokin Derek Hanna'a. That's true. But let's say it the other way. Okay? In order to sharpen the question, maybe we'll do it this way. According to version one of this, if I have Hanna'a Shemokin Derek, do I get Malchus?
Unclear.
I wouldn't say unclear. I would say
yes.
Yes. Version one of the Gemara says that Achilah Shalom Kederach does not get malchus, but Hanna'a Shalom Kederach would get malchus. Version two of the Gemara wakes up and says, no, Hanna'a Shalom Kederach does not get malchus, and Kol Shekain Achilah Shalom Kederach does not get malchus. So far, so good. In explanation of this, we could say that perhaps if the Torah says don't eat something, so that means that any activity which is called eating is forbidden. If it's achilah shelo kederach, I'm eating something, I'm eating raw thing. That's not the normal way to eat. So that's not called a ma'isa achilah. So therefore, I'm not fed. Right? That's version one of the Gemara. Version two of the Gemara says something broader. Version two of the Gemara says, well, Hanna'a Shalom Kederach is not going to get malchus. Or actually, let me finish the thought of version one before I flip. According to version one, Hanna'a Shalom Kederach is an impossibility.
Right. Yeah.
It's an impossibility because the Torah says don't get benefit. Right? Any way I get benefit is benefit. So you're right. The intended benefit of Shar HaNiskal is, let's say, to eat it. An intended benefit is not to put it on your matzah. But the fact is, if the Torah says don't get Hana'a, any type of Hana'a is forbidden. The Torah uses the words don't get Achilah. Don't eat. So I can say Achilah Shalom Kederach is not called Achilah, and therefore I don't get malchus. But if it's an Isser Hana'a, what the Torah is saying is I don't want you to get benefit from this item. And any sort of benefit is benefit. Right? There's something called a Maisa Achilah. There's no such thing as a Maisa Hana'a. Right? Achilah is a defined act. It involves taking your mandibles and moving them up and down and masticating. Right? It always works, but they're like, that's cool. Right? But that's what Achilah is.
So then why? Sorry.
Yeah.
So why isn't it Achilah if you're eating something that's not meant to be eaten? It's still Achilah.
It's not Achilah.
But why?
Because the Torah defines Achilah as being a particular act. Or, I should say it more precisely, in order to say that something is achilah, let's take it a step further. Maybe this will answer your question now. To say that something is achilah, it has to mean I do an action called achilah on something that is called an oval. Is not an oval. Right? It's just not food. So you can't have achilah. So version one of Rabbi Avraham the name of Rabbi Yochanan says that if I get Hanna'a Shalom Kederach, I'm still going to be chayav. And the reason why I'll be chayav is because there's no such thing as being Shalom Kederach by Hanna'a. And therefore I understand the Kol Shekain, because the Kol Shekain is saying, well, according to version two, that I'm exempt even by Hanna'a Shalom Kederach, and I would have thought that there's no such thing, certainly Achilah Shalom Kederach, I'm going to be exempt. So that, so far, the Gemara makes wonderful sense. Mizrahim.
Didn't we learn like four different opinions about why you get Mahmoud on Yisrael
Okay, so you're going to take me to the next step of the conversation.
Well, we did already.
We already had a whole conversation about whether there's malchus on the Sri Hanukkah. It was one of the review questions.
Right, okay.
Right? This Gemara seems to be saying very clearly that there is malchus on Yisuri HaNa'ah. Just there's no malchus if it's Shlomo today.
Right.
So we will have to address that question because it's a good question.
Can I ask a
non-Ezra question? One second. Atira, you didn't see that, but Atira had her hand up before you started.
Thanks. Yes. I was going to say, if Refua isn't considered Darach Hana'a, isn't that a problem for other topics that we've discussed? Like, what about Chametz? Like, why couldn't you just say, if it's Darach Refua, then it's not considered Hana'a?
Why don't I just say that it's Darach Refua, it's not Hana'a? That's your question?
Yeah.
So it could be that... Well, I'll say every item I have to figure out, am I getting benefit from that item in the normal way? Am I not getting benefit in the normal way? Right? Just because something is being used for refua doesn't mean it's not the normal way. It happens that the level of Sharmanisco is not the normal way to get benefit from faith. But I can't say categorically that refua is not the normal way to get it from love. I think that's the...
So it's not that it's Derech Refua, it's that it's this object that's being used Derech Refua.
Correct. This object, Chelev of Shor HaNisgal, right, is the fat of an item, the fat of an animal is not usually used as an ointment. That's not how we use fat. Usually, right, Rashi comments, that Chelev ain't Derech HaNa'asu Ela HaHavara, Bilum Shoah Oros, Bilum Refua. Right? In other words, the normal thing that you do with Chelev is you use it as a fire, it is like fuel for a fire. Bilum Shoah Oros, like you spread it on hide, on leather, to make it shinier. It's not normal to use it for Refua. The kosher thing, also Chelev of God, is not normal. Every item, I look at what the normal usage of that item is. Abigail has been waiting so patiently.
It's not super relevant, but isn't all Chelev awesome?
Is it what?
Is it all Chelev not awesome?
Chelev is awesome.
So why is it not the Chelev of Shor HaNisgal?
Well, again, because we're talking about Yisurei Hana'ah. Right? Again, version one of the Gemara is talking about Chelev. So if I eat raw Chelev, that's Shalom Bidera. Version 2 of the Gemara, I'm looking for something which is Asr Ba'anah.
And Chelev, regular
Chelev? Regular Chelev is not Asr Ba'anah. Regular Chelev is Asr Ba'anah. Uh-huh. In fact, the Rabbi tells me that even though I'm not allowed to sell my Ma'olos HaSugos, Chelev I am allowed to sell. Right? The term is a thing that they will pay the trade for the Asr Ba'anah. And so Chelev is the exception to the Isra story. And that's the Rabbi that we learned about.
And one more question. Can Derech
HaFila
or Derech
HaNa'ah
change?
Yes, Makhora. But if it's Derech HaFila and Derech HaNa'ah depends on my society, where and when I live.
Like raw animals, right?
And that's going to, like, it's all societal, and that's going to be a very big deal in the next piece of Gemara when we talk about fruit juice.
Right, I said one fruit juice.
Right.
Oh, we were talking,
we
had a long discussion.
In the next piece of Gemara, when we get into the excellent sugya of fruit juice, so then we don't have to have that conversation. So let's just go back to where we are. Version 1 of the Gemara says that Hanlo Shalom Kinderach will get malchus. Because there's no such thing as Hanlo Shalom Kinderach. That's one approach. Another approach to explain this, which is just slightly different, is as follows. I say that it's not normal to use chelev al gavi makaso. The normal use of chelev is not to put it as an ointment. Well, that's because I happen not to have a burn on my hand now. If I have a burn on my hand, right? But actually, they used to, the grandmother's refua for burns was like to put butter on it, which we now know was like one of the worst things you could do. did anyone else have a grandmother who encouraged them to like put butter on burns?
My grandmother puts flour.
Flour.
Meat, yeah.
Right. There's a whole bunch of grandmothers. I know your grandmother, maybe not her, but there's a whole bunch of grandmothers, types of refuahs. Many of them just don't work. Okay, what can we do? But here's the story. When I say that Aleph is Shalom Kedera in version 2, according to version 1, that might not be true. Because version 1 might say, listen, eating Chelev is Shalom Kedera. Eating raw Chelev is never normal. But putting raw Chelev on a Makkah, who says that's not normal? For the individual who unfortunately has a Makkah, so it might be a perfectly normal thing to do to put Chelev on that Makkah. So the Machlokes between version 1 and version 2, Rabbi Yochanan the first is going to say, well, putting Chelev agave makaso is exactly kederek. It's kederek because if you're someone who has a Makkah, so that's exactly how you treat the Makkah. This does not seem to satisfy.
Because it's not true. Just because I don't have a burn on my hand doesn't mean I don't have the aloe vera, or like that's traces when you put on a burn.
Well, again, they didn't have acid traces, so they had fail. So they had fail.
Right, but it wasn't like a known thing when you put on a burn.
Apparently it was. I mean, well, it could be that version 1 is saying, what Rabbi Yochanan in version 1 is saying, is that don't tell me putting Chelev on Gabi Apostle is not normal, because it's exactly normal. It's perfectly normal to do if you have a Makkah. It's not normal in the sense of it's not the usual use of Chelev. Right? When people have Chelev, they use it, like Rashi said, they use Chelev to be Moshe the oil, to like shine up their leather. Or they use Chelev as fuel for their candle. Right? Candles used to be made out of Chelev. That's what they do. But if you have a Makkah, it's a perfectly normal use of the Chelev. So that is one approach in our Gemara. Deep issue number 2 in our Gemara is an issue that Abigail alluded to 5 minutes ago. Ladies, do you get malchus if you get hanoah from Yisurei Hanoah? Let's say you have orla and you decide to drink the orla juice. Do you get malchus? You have shar hadisko and you decide to eat it. You have, what other Yisurei Hanoah are there? I don't know, how many pesa? Do I get malchus on Yisurei Hanoah? Get malchus for Hanoah on Yisurei Hanoah. What's the halakha? So we encountered this in our youth. Does anyone remember the answer? I don't remember, I didn't print up the questions. I just have them on my computer. Like question 2 or 3, because I kept speaking.
Didn't the modern ritualists say that on Yisurei there are malchus?
The Maggid. We said, so take look at what you guys have in your notes. Yisurei Drabanan usually won't get malchus, but we had a Tysus on Alphas and Fays, and we spoke about malchus between Tosfos and the Ram, if you remember. Did I just lose everything?
I think I have it. That Tosfot says there is Malko on Yisurei Hana'ah, and the Ron says there isn't.
That's correct. Right? Now, there's on Pop Alaphon and Bays, Tosfot asks a question. The Tosfot team asks a call. Tosfot asks a question, I shouldn't get carrots. Right? So Tosfot says, well, there's a zero set Tosfot that you're not going to get carrots. But you get the impression, Zotaisis, that from that presentation, that you will get Hanoah, or you will get Malkus for Hanoah. And the Ram disagrees with us. Right? This is what we have on Chafal on the days. Now, when I learn Chafdalin on the days, I have a real problem. Because the Gemara Chafdalin on the days is telling me that I do not get Malkus on Yisurei Hanoah Shalom Kedera. If I take my Chelev of Shar HaNisko, and I put it on a maca, then I don't get malchus. But if I would have hanokah the normal way of with kleila b'sharhanis, or if I would cook it, or I would use it as a candle, I have the normal type of hanokah, then I would get malchus. And that seems to contradict half of the Rishonim that we said on the Chachamim from the base. And included in those Rishonim on Chachamim from the base is one very famous Rishonim, the Rambam. Right? The Rambam writes in Parakas Halakha Tesis Adin, Zak the Rambam, I'll just read it to you now. That if I get hanaa from some item which is asur b'hanaa, I don't get malchus, right? You don't get 40 lashes, but you get malchus maridus, right? What is malchus maridus? Anyone remember? I think I probably described it. It's just at some point. Malchus maridus is when I bought it in Isidra Rabbah. Twice this in Nozir discusses what exactly happened when you do malchus maridus. One opinion is that you get 13 lashes instead of 39. Another opinion is that you get lashes instead of with like a strap, they use a stick. The Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us that there's something called the Klei Hadayonin, and the Klei Hadayonin includes a mako, a stick. Oh, I totally didn't realize this. It's so cool. The top left corner of my screen has the picture of an apple.
Oh, it does?
Cool. Yeah.
Oh, it's like telling you that
there's an apple. Yeah. Huh. It's something. I never realized it. Okay. I get excited about these things. What can you do? I'm not going to have one. I don't have much strength. This is fun. But the Rambam tells me I do not get malchus if I get hanoa from Yisuri Kadoah. Instead, I get malchus maridus, which overcomes because I violated the Rabbah. I don't want to talk about that initially.
It was the Mishnah.
What?
It was the Mishnah Lamala.
The Mishnah Lamala, okay. Yeah. What did the Mishnah Malach say?
That if the Isser is in charge of a cloud, if the Isser of Tila is in charge of a cloud, but the Isser of Manoah is in charge of a cloud, then you don't get Malchus.
Because you don't get Malchus on Tarek Shabbat. Right. Malchus only comes in charge of a cloud. That is one explanation of the Rambam. We will present three separate explanations of the Rambam if we're in a good mood tonight. Remember, the Rambam says there is no malchus on Yisurei Hanukkah. The question is, Barlos, why? So one answer that Mishnah Malach says is that there's only malchus on stuff which is Torah Shabbat Peh. Torah Shabbat Peh doesn't generate malchus. Since the Torah never writes the famous, do not get Hanukkah, so much so that I have three daffim of the letter trying to figure out how you know, right, not to get hanukkah. Like, where does it say in scripture not to get hanukkah? It's not really the famous in the Torah, because it's not the famous in the Torah, it can't be malchus. It's Torah Shabbat Peh. Torah Shabbat Peh is nice. Rabbis are nice, right? I think we set up the Torah from the Alter Rebbe, right? The Ayin Hafas Ayin, Torah Shabbat Peh is plumber. The rabbis are nice, and they say, no, we don't actually blind you. Instead, we just pay a few bucks. That's the initial malchus approach within the Rebbe. There are other approaches within the Rambam as well. The Maggid Mishnah. You see, the Maggid Mishnah over here, in current test, all of the test design. The Maggid Mishnah writes that you're not going to get malchus on Hanukkah, and even if it is sifa, even if it's anointed by putting oil on yourself, she be krova l'shtiya. Sifa is close to Shtina, meaning to say, the Gemara in Yuma tells me that there are five Yuma on Yom Kippur. Achila Shtia, Rebita Sifa, Meknilos Asan, Tashra Shanita. How do you know Sifa is Osir? So the Gemara learns from a pasuk that tovo kinayu dekirbo kishemen be'atmosa, right? That sicha with shemen on your limbs is the same as the tovo kinayu dekirbo. Anointing yourself is similar to shkia in Chazal's understanding. So even by sicha, you're not going to get malchus. So how come you don't get malchus? Why is it there's no malchus on Yisurei Hanava, even if it's sifa, even if what I'm doing is I'm getting a normal type of Hanava, the type of Hanava that might be the functional equivalent of drinking? So the Magen Mishnah answers, because it is kedin chatz v'shir she'asum in ha'tovah ve'im lo'kidah. I'm sure we discussed this Magen Mishnah at some point, no? The Magen Mishnah says the Hanava is like chatz v'shir of achilah. Okay, let's take a step back. Chatz v'shir. Don't eat chametz on Pesach. And the Torah tells me that when I say don't eat chametz on Pesach, that means don't have a desire of chametz on Pesach. But if I have any tiny amount of chametz on Pesach, I have a very bad Jew. And I have violated a Torah prohibition. But it's not enough of a violation to get malchus, because that is chatzi shir. Chatzi shir is an achlokes with Yochanan and Reish Lakish in the Sefes Yuma, whether chatzi shir is aser min haTorah or not. We pass on the chatzi shir as an issur d'oraisa. Ordinarily, chatzi shir is quantitative. Ordinarily, chatzi shir means that the Torah's prohibition is don't eat a kizayis of chametz. If you eat half a kizayis, eat a morsel, eat a krum, a tiny bit, that's a chatzi shir. But comes along the Magen Mishnah over here, and he has a finish. He says that hanu'ah is chatzi shir b'achilah. This is a yeshiva bachur svara, like square.
Where
does he
get that from?
So apparently what he means is the most geschmack thing in the world is eating. Anything else is partially as geschmack as eating. I think that's what he says. And Noah is a fancy sheer of Athena. It's a little, it's conceptually interesting because he's developing an idea that there is chatzi shir on an iser which is not quantitative. There's a qualitative type of chatzi shir, no?
Yeah.
We discussed this, right? Remember we spoke about the Ramban, right? That there's an focus Ramban and Ramban with a cradle of Arayas is a mission of Arayas and this is Ravona. And ordinarily, it's assumed that according to the Ramban, it's entirely derived. But there's one line in the Ramban, and the Ramban says, maybe Krego Arais is a chatzi shir of people. Right? That's what he spoke about. The concept of having a chatzi shir by something which is not quantitative is an interesting concept. It comes up in one other area of halacha, which requires just like a teeny bit of Lomdisha explanation, just as follows. There are certain things which we consider not to be regular shiurim, but we consider to be a threshold. Meaning, Pachos Mishavar Kuta is not money at all. The definition of value is a Shavar Kuta. Less than a Shavar Kuta is not valuable. So how come if I steal Pachos Mishavar Kuta, I violate the Issur D'oraisa? When this comes up all the time, huh? Let's say you have a very strong wireless signal, and I am smart enough to figure out your password, and I log on to your wireless. But what I'm stealing is probably Pachos Mishavar Kuta. If I don't use like five different computers with Zoom, you're never going to know this. It will not slow me down at all. Right? But I'm stealing. I'm taking something that's not mine. That's assumed to be an Issur D'oraisa, Pachos Mishavar Kuta. The Issur B'nei Pachos Mishavar Kuta is in a funny, wondrous way, it's not quantitative that we hear, because Pablo's Shavakruta is not. Because Shavakruta is the threshold, so anything less than nothing is nothing.
So that's like the opposite of this.
It's the opposite of this, exactly. But it's another example of using Chatzi Shir in a non-typical quantitative way. Okay, so let's take a step back, ladies. The Gemara says that if you get Hanna or Shalom Kedera, you do not get Alas. We have a problem, because the Rambam tells me that you never get Malkus on Yisurei Hanava. You never get Malkus for having Hanava. So how on earth does the Rambam learn Argon? Okay? That's the question. Now, before I answer for the Rambam, I just want to do two other Rishonim. Did any of you have, I know someone sent around on the Shiur WhatsApp the text of the Shulte HaGiborim. Did anyone take a look at the Shulte HaGiborim? Shulte HaGiborim, by the way, is a pasuk in Shir HaShirim, which we just read on Pesach. So, Kol Shulte HaGiborim. Anyone have a, anyone remember what the Shulte HaGiborim says? Oh, that's interesting. The Shulte
HaGiborim.
What? The short little Shulte HaGiborim, the pain that they did that they wrote.
Can I just read it?
Yeah, you can read that. Or tell me what it says. Or, I mean, or take the same math and fun. You can read it.
Totally serious on the action walk around the awakening for me. Oh, staff remember that lived with him on his home. You had a night. Should there not go the rock? For the ground, I read, you are a princess for the world.
All right. But Shulte HaGiborim has a book called Pinterest Arayo. It's like a notebook with proofs. That's what Pinterest Arayo is. And the Shulte HaGiborim says that you get Malchus if you have Hanukkah. If I have someone that's Isser Hanukkah and I sell it to somebody, that's a normal way of benefiting.
Why is it such a fetish?
It's not such a fetish, it's only a fetish in contrast to the Rambam, who says you don't get one.
Right, but it's, that's just one of our steps.
So the Shulte HaGiborim is the best, easiest, simplest way of learning the Gemara. Okay. So far, so good. Mordechai ben Hillel. The Mordechai died in the Rheinfleisch massacres of 1286. He's like one of the last German Rishonim in the classical German style. Most German Rishonim, unlike the Baal HaFaisos that we have, are like write essays on the page of the Gemara, whose starting point is the Gemara, and they ask questions. The Mordechai, most German Rishonim, had their starting from some sort of story. And then, based on that story, they go back and analyze the Gemara. And that's the way German Rishonim work. It's a different writing style. This is actually not such a great example of that, but the Mordechai has a chiddush in our Gemara. Did any of you take a look at the Mordechai and said, Tough Kuf Mem Hey? If you didn't take a look at the Mordechai, you can take a look at the Mordechai right now.
It alone is what we did. That doesn't
mean nothing. Okay. So, what did the Mordechai say in Tough Kuf Mem Hey? Anyone? Ladies on the Barron campus, or some of you don't look like you're on the Barron campus, actually. But any of you on the Barron campus? Atira, are you on the Barron campus now?
If I say no, yeah. Will I have to answer?
If you say no, then what?
Will I have to answer? I am on the Barron campus. I do not know what the Mordechai says.
You are on the Barron campus. Okay. So that is 1 out of 6. That's not an extra Duolingo point. I don't know. What are they called? Wingots? So what does the Mordechai say at that time? Anyway. The Mordechai is an extreme sheet though. Turn to the Mordechai in Tough Kuf Mem Hey. You should be able to find it on your computers. Take the second Mordechai in Parakosho. The Mordechai writes, Kasam Rabbeinu Avi HaEzri. That's quoting the Rav Yoh. The Kol Isurim Shabbat Torah Shorei La'ochwa Shelo Kiderach Hana'asam. Only Panos Mehen Shelo Kiderach Hana'asam.
And then it's more that it's not just that you don't get along with,
but
it's actually
Kwanzaa. It's Mutter!
Which is what the
Magi Mishnah says. Asar,
Mutter.
The Magi Mishnah says it's Pusser, right? So according to the Magi Mishnah, you're going to get, according to the Magi Mishnah, you're going to get some sort of, it's forbidden, right? Magi says it's forbidden. 99% of Rishonim say it's forbidden to get Hanukkah Shalom Kederach. The Mordechai comes up with this wild idea that Hanukkah Shalom Kederach is perfectly permitted. Okay, so within our Gemara, I see as follows. Let's just take some inventory. Our Gemara says, if I get Hanukkah Shalom Kederach, I do not get malchus. That's version number two. That Gemara seems to imply that you would get malchus if it's Hanukkah Kederach. That would seem to be a proof to the Shulchan HaGibor against the Rambam. Our Gemara also seems to say that Hanukkah Shalom Kederach, if you didn't, our Gemara is like speaking b'diyeved. If you take the chaylah of the Shor HaNiskal and you use it as das tracen, so then you won't get punished. But the Mordechai is saying it's perfectly permitted to use it as das tracen. Well, within the Rambam, who says that there is no malchus on Isurei Hana'ah, if you get Hana'ah from someone that's also a Hana'ah, the man says there's no Malchus. So we have two explanations so far. We had a Mishnah Melech who said that it's not Torah Shabbat. We had a Magen Mishnah who said it's like Tatsi Shior. And the third explanation is found in the Sefer HaChinuch, in this book of Gimel. At the very end of the Sefer HaChinuch. Mitzvah Kufi of Gimel, the Sefer HaChinuch, is the mitzvah about Basar Bechol. And at the end of the mitzvah about Basar Bechol, the Sefer HaChinuch tells me that you do not get malchus if you get Hanukkah from Basar Bechol. And the reason is because since you can get Hanukkah without a ma'isa, so even if you choose to do it out of day of Maisa, you will not get out because the law that is defined is a law that you will not say. The Gemara tells me in Matos and in many places of Shas that you only get, right, we learn from Hasima, right? Remember, the Torah says, Motatsom Sharvadisho, that you should not muzzle your ox when the ox is plowing. And then the next pasuk says that you'll get malchus. This teaches me, the Gemara tells me in the Sefer Matos and elsewhere, that you only get malchus on something which is dunya d'olam d'chasiva. You only get malchus on something which is similar to Muslim, which means it has to be a lav sheyish b'maisa. It has to be a prohibition that I violate in an active way. Lasha Yishma Maisa gets malchus. Lasha Ima Maisa does not get malchus. Let me just finish the thought and then I'll take your question. How do I define Lasha Yishma Maisa versus Lasha Ima Maisa? The Sefer HaChinuch tells me that anything which potentially could be done in a non-active way is by definition a Lasha Ima Maisa. Since it is not, you can get Hanukkah actively. I can actively take my chaylah and sell it to you. That's an active way of doing it. I can actively light a candle with my chaylah. But since I could also do it in a passive way, Al pi halacha, let's say smell it, right? Reyach is in bo naisa, right? I could smell it. I could get hanava in a passive way. Since I could do it in a passive way, so the lav is defined as a lav she'ein bo naisa, and therefore I did not get malchus on isumei hanava. The third approach, why there would not be malchus on isumei hanava, is because by definition, any Isser Hanava is defined as a lav she'ein bo maisa. Ms. Coleman, you had a comment.
Can you answer my question?
Yes.
The question is how do you have to be passive about the lav? No, but I'm
going to ask
you that because
I've answered
smelling. But you're
active,
I guess, if you smell something. Yeah.
By smelling is not called Hanava, we're going to have a Gemara later that Kol, Mara, and Reya came over Mishum Hanava. Like, it's not called Hanava if you just hear something.
Yeah.
Like, it's not called Hanava if you just smell something.
So why is there
Kol Nisha? Or my daughter asked me this week, I thought she was very good. She asked, well, if it's not really an action, how come I can't listen to music then, Spira? That was her question.
That's good.
Gotta give her credit, right? Not bad. So again, the dirty little secret is my personal shita is that there's really no isser in listening to music during Spira. There's an isser, the isser of music during Spira is that you're not allowed to dance during Spira. And you can't listen to dance music because it might make you dance. But if it's not dance music, like this is not just me, by the way, Rav Melchon Rabindel's a great old girl that has this in his treatise. I'm really into this psalm. At the same time, though, the difficulty with this psalm is the Avelos of Sphira means absolutely nothing for most people if you listen to music. Right? Like, I'm listening to Rav Salvechik, you might not know this because I have a beard, I shave during Sphira. Right? And so if I shave during Sphira, and I listen to music during Sphira, so what exactly does Sphira, what exactly is the Avelos of Sphira? Like, don't get mad at me.
You have a 7-week break of weddings.
What?
You have a 7-week break of weddings. Similar to that, except for Russia.
Okay.
So what's the answer?
In terms of what is
what
the
is, what's the Avelos?
Again, it is Avelos, I shouldn't dance. Okay. Ms. Bruce, how are you?
I'm good, how are you? But doesn't that only, like, that as an argument only come from you're following one person on shaving and another person on music? As in, like for Rav Nachum Rivers, he might, I think, he would maybe say that he shouldn't shave and therefore there's sort of an aspect of, like, mourning.
Again, I'm not sure I'm understanding your question.
Like, that's not an issue specifically of his psalm. That's an issue of following different people on the
screen. I'm following different people. I follow Rav Soloveitchik's approach that I shaved during Sphira. I follow Rav Nachum Rabinowitz's approach that music, unless it's dance music, is permitted during Sphira. So that just begs the question, like, what exactly is that available to Sphira then? If I follow all of these lenient positions. So the answer is you don't get married during Sphira. I mean, it's not the most relevant thing in most cases, correct? And what else is there? What are the other prohibitions of Sphira? People make mistakes. Now, people think that.
You wouldn't get a haircut.
I would not get a haircut during Sphira. That's correct. So, okay. So that's one. I wouldn't get a haircut. What? That's extended it. The students are people died, so a bald man doesn't get a haircut. Okay, we got it. And what other? It's just okay. That's the. I think that's what emerges from the conversation. So again, so let's just review. So the Rambam holds that there is no malchus if you get hanava from yisurei hanava. How does the Rambam learn our Gemara? Our Gemara says that there is no malchus if it's shalom kederek. That implies if it is kederek, there would be malchus. How does the Rambam learn our Gemara? So it's not an easy question to answer. But the answer probably is that the Rambam is going to say the only thing that is really kederah is achila. All forms of hanah by definition are shalom kederah. I will get malchus if I eat.
What is he doing? How can
he say that? How can he say that?
How can you say that? What?
I don't know the answer to the Rambam. I do not know the answer to the Rambam. The Rambam says that you don't get malchus on Rambam. Our brother says that if you look at the Rambam, I don't get malchus. That implies that Kederacha you get Malchus. The Rambam has to understand the Gemara that I get Malchus if I eat it. I don't know, again, maybe we should look around. We should look at some of the Mefarshim on the Rambam, see if anyone says something that satisfies us more. But to me, the only approach I found for this Rambam is that what the Rambam is saying is I get Malchus on Achila.
Wasn't there a
Rambam
he did a while ago that
he knew
it was
wrong?
It was like two different things
with Mara.
He
knew
which
one. But Malchus Piskei and Rabbah, because Rambam holds it?
Yeah, and then
it was that. Yes, so there was a contradiction in that. See, one of the good things about Chazara is that you actually have to remember stuff.
Yeah.
Ladies on Zoom, you don't seem as excited as you should be. Torah rocks. You're even allowed to learn Torah during Sfira because this type of enjoyment is permitted. Oh, that's the thing I want to say. Some people, I got my free shine notice over the last couple of weeks, feel like, am I allowed to go shopping during Sfira to buy clothing that I'm going to shopping on online? The answer is yes! It says in Shulchan Aruch, don't buy shopping on clothing, don't make a shopping on during the 3 weeks. People make a mistake and they conflate the 3 weeks with Sfira. The 3 weeks is a bad time. Now you shouldn't say Shabbat Yom Kippur when it's Maaseh Aseret, because it's a sad time, the 3 weeks. Sfira is, yeah, we're kind of a little bit sad because of people died.
How about most of
Avail
comes from the Crusades?
So on Avail is really, like that's what Professor Sperber has in his Sefer, that the idea of the Avilos of Tamei Rebbe Kiva 8 of Rebbe Kiva is a later development in the sense of they didn't really start practicing Avilos until the Crusades. We say Avarachamen either on Shabbos and Vark in this time of year because of the Crusades, right? Avarachamen is a Crusade. So it could be that's the reason. But ultimately, right, the way we learned in all the Musar schools and since high school is that we're sad because the students are repeated up. Right? You don't learn that we're sad because of the Crusades.
Yeah, I've never heard
it. You never heard it until like 1 minute ago.
Yeah. I mean,
my Jewish, I don't get a manuscript class.
Yeah, I never
get a
class.
Okay.
Wait, why can't it be that the Mako that the Gemara is talking about is not the market?
So here's the thing. Kol Yisurim Shabbat Torah Ein Mokin Alayhen Al Derech Achila Son. That means regular malchus. Right? Before the Gemara is talking about regular malchus. Malchus Maragos is not really governed by regular rules.
Right.
But Malchus Maragos is. There's a machlokas. There are two opinions in Rashi in Brachos Damzayah. Is Machus Marcus a punishment to Shabbat, or is it warning Bahavot? If someone violates an Isser Drabbos, so we just said that we do Machus Marcus, which means I take a stick and I hit the guy or the girl. Right? Will be right, fair. The guy or the girl. Right? They can everyone can get hit. Machus Marcus. Why? Is it because I violated an Aveira and that Aveira that I violated requires that I get punished? Or do I get punished because we're worried that you're heading on a bad path and it's going to lead to worse stuff? Right? So that's a very fundamental question about Machus Maragos. This is a Machlokes, which Aaron Soloveitchik used to say, between the Taz and the Rambam. There's a discussion in Shulchan Aruch and Hukos Nidui. Sometimes you put a person in chayim, no? Do you put someone in chayim if you're worried that by putting that person in chayim, the person will never do mitzvahs again? The person's just going to turn his or her back to Judaism.
Isn't that what happened with Jesus?
Isn't that what happened with Jesus?
Isn't there like some story about Jesus' rabbi and going back and was saying Shema, and then he never came back?
I mean, the Gemara has something about that, like Moshe ben Avuya, we have something similar about Jesus, right? The question is, well, how long are we supposed to do this?
Right.
Like, you know, what we did to Jesus probably didn't turn out so good for Bobby Israel right. In the long run. Sorry to say. My dearest other petition that she told me today is she's trying to learn Chumash with a Christian. She's an Israelizer. She's an Amudim. So she's like, I'm not doing exegesis. I'm doing exegesis. I'm trying to look at Chumash with like a Christian eye. I'm like, well, I'm so happy. So it's a but I like the line of exegesis. I thought that's like really good. Yeah. I'm like surprised she didn't come up with these lines when she was an SAR. And she only developed these later on.
It's continuing in the path.
Okay, so basically, I'm not 100% sure how the Rambam is going to learn this Gemara. This Gemara says that you get Malkus on the Suri Hanabah if it's Kedera, that seems to be against the Rambam at all to do. Tosis, by the way, over here, I'll just read this short Tosis very quickly. Tosis, Prakopo Pelot Bai. Right? The Gemara says, if I eat Ruah Pelot, so then I, that's Shalom Kedera, that's not the normal way of eating. Tosis has a Kasha, I, the Gemara in Perakin Hanosha says, if I eat a live bird, I'm Chayiv the Kosher. It'd be Sasam Chayiv the Kizayis. So the Tosis is bound by the Kasha, it's not normal to eat live birds. If it's not normal, so Shalom Kedar Hachila. If it's Shalom Kedar Hachila, you should not get Malchus. That's why this is Kasha. The Tosis answers, Shiny Oath, Shuhuna, the Puzi Mahumsa, the Pushim Kedar Hanalasa. It's considered the normal way to get hanava from a live bird because since it's so soft, people eat it all the time.
Wait, that's actually a thing. There's some bird. There's some like French, like crazy, like very expensive bird that they just eat it live and whole.
Yeah, so can you find that information about this?
Yes.
Because when I heard this Tosis, I'm like, this is like totally weird. And Tosis seems to be saying that eating live birds is normal. I don't know anyone who eats live birds. I mean, I'm still not going to know anyone who eats live birds, but apparently it's a thing. Okay, if you can find it, I'd be interested. But basically, that's what Tosis develops as you so. Okay, so for tomorrow, I want to learn the sugya of fruit juices with you. I'm going to try to figure out another Mara Malcolm or two. Like, you can look at the Carol Sugya and Brachos that Lamed Bess about what bracha you make on Dvash tomorrow. Like, what bracha do we make on juice? If you're interested, we could give a lot of Mara Malcolmas and we could try to prove to you why you should be making Eight Apes on Shabbat at heart. We can try to prove that tomorrow if you want.
It's like the same thing about raw onions
and
cooked onions,
no? Raw onions, cooked onions. It's all the same type of sugya, but it's going to be relevant to the Gemara that we'll see right over here in the halacha between Zayin and Rav Ashi hearing something about cooked onions. Okay, Kavra, so tomorrow night, even though it's Thursday, we will learn to talk about because that's what we do. Okay.
Shear is after tomorrow?
What?
Shear is here tomorrow?
So, Shear is. What do people want for Shear tomorrow? Uptown, downtown? I think.
What? I said all around the town.
All around the town. Uncle Lashie. I don't know. I'm inclined. I'm becoming lazy in my old age, so I'm inclined to maybe.
I don't mean old age.
We also
wait. Does Abigail have a club? Abigail, are you? Do you have the same class that you have on Tuesday that you have on Thursday?
No.
So could we start share a little bit earlier?
Yes. What time are you going to start?
Well, okay, because if I could make. Wait, what'd you say?
There's a speaker from 5:45 to 6:45 for site students.
Okay, so could we start share at 7, or is that too early?
Let me just look at my calendar for a second. It should be doable.
I just won't have so much time to have a router.
Right? Are you okay with share at 7, Adina? I'm okay with doing share at 7. Does that work for everyone?
Adina, if it doesn't work for you, it's fine. I just wanted to make the 8:15 shuttle back so it's easier for me.
Oh. So, I mean,
her computer froze. It does. I can come full. Hey, I just won't have time for Favrita.
I didn't hear.
Sorry, say again.
I did not hear. What did you say? I could try to commit by being done by 8 mm-hmm. tomorrow.
Okay, that'd be great.
So we'll start here, let's say, at 7:10. We'll call for 7:10. But it's never give. It's take a few minutes. Okay.
Okay, thanks.
Excellent, Deborah. Okay, have a good day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.